The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is a place not in the mind, but in the ocean. A place where marine life once thrived, but has since vanished without a trace. Driven out by tiny creatures feeding on the effluent of civilization. A place that scientists call the Dead Zone. More after this. The consequences of global warming may be far in the future, but marine scientists have been tracking another environmental catastrophe, which is already here. Dead zones, areas of the ocean with too little oxygen to support marine life. They've always existed in pockets, but now they're spreading all over the globe, enough that it's affecting the world supply of seafood. A report in the journal Science finds that the number of dead zones around the world has apparently doubled over the past 2 years to 400. 400 areas of the ocean where you won't find crabs, shrimp, or fish. The newest ones have lately appeared in South America, Africa, parts of Asia. And there's no mystery what's causing them. It's algae, fed by pollution. Farm runoff, sewage, and fossil fuel waste all encourage algae, which might sound like a good thing, algae eating pollutants, but they also consume so much oxygen that the fish die. Nobody blames the farmers. They'd like to hang on to their fertilizer rather than have it wash into the oceans, but they haven't found a way to do it yet. And until they do, the algae are enjoying a smorgasbord. Samish Bay in Washington, Yakina Bay in Oregon, the San Martin River in northern Spain, even some remote Norwegian fjords are becoming inhospitable to sea life. It's another reminder that while the ocean, like the sky, seems to be wide open and too big to be damaged by the puny efforts of human beings, it's actually a closed system. All the stuff we dump into it hangs around and lurks there, waiting for some innocent fish who might have ended up on a bed of rice, accompanied by a petulant little Riesling, except that he has the misfortune to wander into the Dead Zone. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 15th, 2008.